Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. J.D. Vance recently said in Germany there is a new sheriff in town, talking about the town of Washington, D.C., and of course, talking about Donald Trump. But is there also a new sheriff in the town of Berlin in Germany? Some may think so. I'm talking about, of course, the victory of Friedrich Merz, who appears to become the next German chancellor. His party, the CDU, got first place, and so Donald Trump congratulated him, as did many other leaders. But also the AfD got a strong second place, and so Trump also congratulated them. And yes, the AfD did show a great performance. In other words, one out of five Germans voted for the AfD. So both the CDU, Merz party, and the AfD would have enough votes to enter into a coalition in order to run Germany. But Mr. Merz has said that he is not going to have any coalition with the AfD, that he wants to keep the Brandmauer, as they call it, the firewall, erected. And so the only option he has now is to enter into a coalition with Olaf Scholz's party, the SPD. Now, the SPD lost terribly in these elections on Sunday. And so he would enter into a coalition with the SPD, which was largely responsible for the demise Germany's in right now. We call that the Grand Coalition. Now, before I go on, there is still another fly in the ointment, perhaps, because there is a party, Bündnis Sarah Wagenknecht, and she almost reached the 5% hurdle which you have to have in order to enter parliament. She got, they tell us, 4.9%. And so Wagenknecht is saying that she is going to challenge the elections and that she is going to file a lawsuit and that she is insisting on recount because some ballots have not been entered, it appears, on time. But experts tell us, well, it doesn't look that this is very promising because she would also have to show that if those ballots had been received, she would have had received 5%. And that's almost impossible to show. Now, when it comes to the Grand Coalition, Breitbart wrote an interesting article on February 24, and let me just read it to you. But as Germany experienced in the Angela Merkel era of such grand coalitions between left and right, ultimately the government is dragged left, very left, as the junior partners hold the senior hostage with a threat that they can at any moment collapse the government, if not indulged. Some of the problems already have arisen just right after the election. For instance, Merz has invited Netanyahu to come to Germany, even though the International Criminal Court has said if you have Netanyahu in your country, and Germany is part of the International Criminal Court, you have to arrest him. And Merz said, no, we'll find ways to avoid that. And the SPD has already responded by saying, no, that is not acceptable. And then we find that Merz already backpedaled when it comes to his strong promises regarding immigration. And so he already made some comments to, quote-unquote, soften the concept. So the question is, will Merz stick to or abandon his pledge to uphold the firewall or Brandmauer against the AfD? Because the AfD is ready to enter into a coalition with the CDU. They have said in the past that Merz is even more right-wing than they are. And they have also stated now that the CDU has effectively adopted most of the AfD's manifesto. And Merz has moved more and more towards the right in order to get voters who would otherwise have voted for the AfD. Now, who is Merz? How he is being described is quite interesting because many have really no idea as to who he is. I'm quoting now from some articles from the internet, and it has been said that Merz's victory has been described as one of the most remarkable comebacks in recent political history. The reason being that he was in politics, he was trying to become the German Chancellor. Angela Merkel didn't like it. He was running against her and lost, and then he went into private practice, became very rich thereby. But then he entered again politics after Merkel stepped down. It also says here that Merkel is referred to as a corporate king in conservative clothing. Now, why is that? Now, it has been known that Merz has long represented the interests of some of the world's most powerful corporate and financial elites, most notably BlackRock in Germany until 2020. Now, you might not even have heard of BlackRock. You might have heard of the black box. Now, this is BlackRock. And we are being told that Germany will become the first country to be ruled by a former BlackRock official. BlackRock profits from sectors including pharmaceuticals, entertainment, media, and of course, war. BlackRock is the biggest asset management corporation in the world, which controls some $6.3 trillion in assets, twice Germany's gross domestic product. It has been said that Merz is first and foremost a businessman, and so his victory will be celebrated in the boardrooms of BlackRock and other major corporations, granting them unprecedented control of Europe's largest economy. Now, in addition, what do we know about Merz's political views? Well, quite frankly, not too much is known, because Merz has had a history of changing his political views. During a debate shortly before the election, Merz asked rhetorically whether people would continue to talk about NATO in its quote-unquote current form, rather than about establishing an quote-unquote independent European defense capability. Now, Merz has also been described as being anti-Trump and anti-American. He said, "The EU must not come to Washington as a dwarf, because then it will be treated as one." He also said that America's intervention in the German elections was as brazen as Russia's intervention. He sharply criticized Donald Trump's administration and urged Europe to distance from Washington during a post-election panel. But the question is this an accurate picture insofar as Merz is really being viewed and has to be viewed? A very popular German tabloid recently wrote, "Mr. Merz, who are you? We don't even know you." It has been suggested that any disagreement in public would largely be a facade, as Trump and Merz's interests and visions are allegedly very similar. Merz aligned with the United States on issues such as Nord Stream 2 pipeline, calling for the project's cancellation long before we had the Ukraine crisis. Now, there may be disagreements right now regarding how to deal with Ukraine and how to deal with Russia, but let us not forget, prophecy is telling us that ultimately Russia and Ukraine will be together, will be united, no matter what politicians might want to see. And of course, Trump and Merz want Europe to spend more, much more money for defense. And so they are both in support of global corporate elite, if you please. So from a philosophical standpoint, Merz and the AfD are much closer, much more similar than, for instance, Merz and the SPD, if that's the kind of coalition we're going to get. Because if Wagenknecht would have won the 5% hurdle, then Merz would have to have a third party, we assume to have a coalition. The CDU and the SPD would not have been enough, and there was no third party on the horizon. But even with a two-party coalition, the Grand Coalition, if the SPD, which it is known to do, will push and push and push to get their ideas done, then the Germans might be so upset that they will say, enough is enough, let's get rid of that coalition, let's start a new one, and the new one will be the two right-wing parties, the CDU and the AfD. Finally, Merz has also made it very clear that he wants to become the conservative leader of Europe, thereby challenging Merkel's protege, Ursula von der Leyen, as he originally also challenged Merkel herself when he distanced himself from the immigration policy of Merkel. So, will America's withdrawal from European affairs give Germany, perhaps under Merz, the opportunity to become much more influential in Europe again, something which is prophesied to happen? Is Merz going to be used, perhaps as an architect in that regard, to allow end-time prophecies to develop in due course? Well, my friends, we have to wait and see. We have to wait and we have to carefully observe what is happening to see how it is all going to play out. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.